Well, a big story, of course, this week, and that is the BHP attempted takeover of Anglo American. And you know what it's like when you try and sell something you hold dear, like a house or a car or a piece of art or a piece of furniture that you've just loved, and nobody will offer you what you think it's worth. The board at Anglo American is probably feeling a bit like that. Anglo American says the offer from BHP Group significantly undervalues the company. What we've seen today is BHP shares moving lower once again. Well, that is, again, another 5% lower. Some investors say a higher price is going to be needed to seal the deal. What is interesting here is Anglo American share price is going up while the potential acquirer is going down. Mining analyst Peter Major with us. You've analyzed these things many times. Peter Major, you know that when there is a potential deal in the offering and the offeror is falling and the potential asset that they're looking to acquire is going up, that the market is sending us a very clear signal. What is that signal?
Well, the first signal is that most South African mining assets, they are grossly undervalued, but they always have been. You know, that was the price you paid to come into a country that had an unstable environment politically and economically. So the more assets you've got in South Africa, the bigger the discount. BHP thinks they found a way around that. They say, well, it's no longer a South African company. It's a UK listed company. We will just let go of the South African assets. We don't want them because they're always going to be discounted and it'll drag down our share price. But boy, we sure love some of those overseas assets Anglo American has, especially its South American assets, which happen to be iron ore and copper, which are two very big, important metals in the world and in Billiton's life.
Now, Anglo American's response to this is no. Go away. It's not go away and never come back again. It's go away. Your price is too low. Give us a proper price and we'll think about it. But that is their duty, I suppose, as directors of the company to say, you know, we have a different idea of what we think we're worth. You put a decent offer on the table. Certainly we can talk.
Exactly. This happens all the time, Bruce. You know, when it happens, you and I, we go down to Checkers, 7-Eleven, and we, or no, CNA, and we say, hey, where's those standard forms? I want to write out a will. And, oh, throw in a couple hostile takeovers, you know. So the typical one page that you get at CNA says, we are insulted by your grossly iniquitous undervalued offer. Of course. And if you're sitting in a head office and you've been there for 30 years working your way up the company, you know, you don't want somebody in Australia taking it over. Boy, who wants to report to an Australian?
And there is also the politics of it. Gwede Mantashe saying it's not the official South Africa position, but I don't like BHP Group. They don't behave in a way that I find appealing. What is it that BHP Group has done in Gwede Mantashe's time that has made him averse to the way in which they function and operate as a mining company?
I'll tell you why I would hope Gwede is protesting this. I kind of doubt it, but I would hope Gwede is protesting this because Anglo American did more to grow and develop this country than the rest of the country almost put together. They went from nothing in 1917 till by 2010, they had beaten the S&P 500. Now, which share on this planet can beat the S&P 500? Which share on this planet had 1 million employees in the late 80s, early 90s. And look at the number of companies that Anglo spawned and created. You know, those were 1 million real jobs with pensions, benefits, safety, health, medical, and all those employees could get a bank loan because they worked for Anglo American. Now, sure, Gwede and his thugs have done the best to dismember Anglos and to chase them out of the country. And we're still living with many, many of those companies, you know, from Mondi, AMEC. Okay, a lot of them are now broke. A lot have been sold, but Anglo's was a fabulous job creation machine, something the ANC can only dream about. They don't know how to create jobs, and a lot of companies and people don't. Anglo was a master at creating jobs and businesses. That's why Gwede should not want this company to be taken over. And he can
I'm going to challenge you, if I may, I'm going to challenge you a little bit on that, mate. And you make the point, up until 2010, it was outperforming the S&P 500. It was absolutely instrumental, as you say, in shaping the modern economy of South Africa. Without Anglo, South Africa would be a fundamentally different place. Some would say a better place. I would disagree. But have they... they've not covered themselves in glory since 2010. There have been some missteps. There have been some strategic mistakes. There have been, do they still have the right to exist as an independent company? Or are they better, are investors in Anglo American better off holding shares in a company that runs the Anglo assets better than have been run in recent times?
Bruce, why don't you think back on De Beers? Every pension fund had De Beers. Every private investor in this country had De Beers. And I fought as long and hard as anybody to prevent it from being delisted. And some of our own revered financial genius institutions said, no, no, Pete, we're happy to help take the axe and chop the golden goose because we want the extra egg. We know that goose puts out one egg a day, but if we kill it right after it lays the first egg, we'll get a second egg. And so they rallied around and they sold out De Beers. It's gone forever. And sure, these are cyclical, Bruce. Sometimes they're too high. We should sell them. You lighten up in your portfolio. And where they're low, you load up. And my fund was number one as much as anyone else's fund in the history of South Africa. Not because I have a brain, but because I loaded up at the low part of the curve. And I sold off, lightened up at the top. So if you want to eliminate Anglo-American, fine, you eliminate it. You'll never have that portfolio option. Now you can put double BHP in your portfolio and you'll be stuck with it. We need options.
No, exactly right. So it's optionality. At the same time, not all investors are going to have the same warm memories of Anglo-American as you. They will be looking to see whether or not they can get a good profit on investment in Anglo-American. They will have to assess whether or not the assets of Anglo-American are better managed, likely to be better managed by BHP Group. And I'm curious as to, without the legacy and the emotion of it, what the best interest is, in your view, not just for investors in Anglo-American, but for the South African economy as a whole, in terms of leaving assets like Kumba and Anglo-American Platinum without a high-level shareholder, and with BHP Group being that much more dominant as part of the overall market.
Look, excellent question, as usual, Bruce. You've got two kinds of investors here. As a private investor, I would take the money. Yeah, Anglo's was trading all year for around 5, 5, 10. It's always traded at 30% discount. It always will. So, hey, I'll take the money as a private individual, especially if I've got a short-term horizon. But if I'm someone like the PIC and the IDC and supposedly the ANC who's governing the country, they are supposed to be taking a long-term view. What's good for the country? What's good for the country is we keep those assets under our control, keep them under Anglo's control. What's good for the country is having diversified large producers here. And as you point out, solo producers of just one metal don't cut it. Ernest Oppenheimer knew that in 1917. That's why he put diamonds in Anglo's after he had gold. That's why he then put in copper. You need to balance it. So yeah, a short-term holder, he'll take the highest price today, and he's entitled to and should. But if I was managing this country's portfolio, PIC, IDC, and government, then I would look 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, what's best for the country. And that's what Gwede should hopefully be doing.
Peter Major, as always, massively thought-provoking. Thank you so much. Mining analyst Peter Major with us this evening. Anglo-American saying no thank you to the first offer that has been tabled, an indicative offer that has been tabled by BHP Group. Told them to go away. They've got till 22nd of May to make a more substantive offer if they want to. Someone else may step into the breach in the meantime. But why is it that BHP is so averse to South Africa?